The other is the Western Cape Minister of Police Oversight and Community Safety, Regan Allen. He's been engaging with the Western Cape Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General Thembisile Patekile, on the second quarter crime stats for the province. Our reporter, Lauren Isaacs, has been keeping an eye on that one for us. Lauren, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. Talk us through some of the most serious crime stats discussed by police earlier today. And are you able to talk about the most affected police stations? That's always interesting to see which police stations in the Western Cape are most crime-riddled.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, yes, the stats show us that 1,050 people were murdered in this province between July and September 2022. And this is up by 39 when compared to the same period last year. Rape cases, there were 1,233, and this showed an increase of 224 also compared to September 2021. For contact crimes, Mandy, and these include murder, attempted murder, sexual offences and robbery, the top 30 stations include Nyanga, Mfuleni, Harare, Delft and Mitchells Plain. In fact, Nyanga is in first position in the province and nationally for contact crimes. It's also the top murder station in the province and on top for robbery with aggravating circumstances and carjacking. And number three on the top 30 stations list for attempted murder, for rape, Delft sits on top. But Mandy, we asked the Provincial Police Commissioner, Thembisile Patekile, to talk to us about what is happening in Nyanga and maybe if he could talk about some factors contributing to the numbers that that we are seeing. And he had this to say.
But we can say for sure that many, many reasons are there. We have had domestic taxi violence that has happened there. We have had money extortion shootings and revenges that have happened there. And of course, the hijackings.
We are also at the start of the 16 Days of Activism campaign. There's just something about this campaign that causes me to bristle, because I, over the years, have always thought it to be a PR campaign more than anything else. You might feel differently. What have we heard from police about crimes against women?
Well, yes, Mandy, with the stats, national crime stats released last week, we heard the police minister talk about the rate at which women are being killed and how unacceptable that is. We heard today that between July and September in this province, 118 women were killed in the Western Cape. 25 of them were killed in domestic violence-related crimes. Let's take a listen to the Provincial Police Commissioner again and what he said about the scourge.
The most of the GBV cases are happening in houses. Is it preventable? The answer is yes. It is preventative if the people, the community, and especially men could take responsibility of being men, not being enemies of the community. What we've now started is to have men's dialogue. And we want to continue with that men's dialogue in the hotspot areas.
Lauren, we have seen an increase in kidnapping in the Western Cape. We frequently hear about this in the news. Have the police managed to provide any stats? What is the Provincial Commissioner saying about this very worrying trend?
Mandy, we have Milnerton, Mitchells Plain and Guguletu police stations leading the pack among the top 30 stations in the province as far as kidnapping is concerned. You'll remember that just recently I reported on the kidnapping of 8-year-old Abira Dekta from her school transport vehicle in Gatesville. One of many victims has been targeted by kidnappers in Cape Town recently. And Mandy, most of these incidents involve foreigners or business people or their relatives. Today, both the Provincial Commissioner and Community Safety MEC Regan Allen told us that police and other law enforcement agencies are working together on this crime as part of a joint effort. And Patekile also stressed that in these cases, authorities should be trusted to do their work, and family members, parents, as much as it's hard, they should refrain from paying ransom monies. Let's take a listen to what the commissioner said.
You don't pay for those demands. Report that to us so that we have certain scales jointly, as we did with this one and others. But what we also found is that people, as we negotiate, as we follow, they are paying the other side without us knowing. And that is dangerous because we become more victim. And they now make a pattern to say that community or that particular nationality will definitely pay if we kidnap. So don't pay. Allow us to do our job. We've been successful in that record.
Don't pay. So says the Provincial Police Commissioner, Thembisile Phathakile. My thanks to Lauren Isaacs for that very comprehensive report. The Western Cape Minister of Police Oversight, Regan Allen, has been engaging with the Provincial Police Commissioner on the second quarter crime stats.